Discussion in Bangkok, February 2006, second week. 15th of February in the morning. With Nina, Ludovic, Sarah, Jonathan, Azita, Ivan, Knowing, Sukin, Betty, Christine, Vince and Kate.
In the flooded out Nimitta.
Yeah, but I don't like it to be in the dream always. I want to be reality. But we can't help it.
Nina said that Nibbana is Animitta.
Nibbana.
Animitta.
Yes, no arising, so no Nimitta at all. Just passing. So what is it?
A hard thing
all the time.
Hard thing that reality escapes us all the time. Because you said, isn't there not a characteristic? But even that characteristic, it's nitta, not there. Yeah. So it's really frustrating that never knowing reality.
Who? I? Again.
Yeah, it seems like self.
What about just the development of understanding, that's all, from life to life, from time to time?
But it seems we cannot develop understanding.
No, we who is developing.
Yeah. But of what? Of the nimitta?
To understand reality as just arising and falling away.
Yeah.
Without the awareness, it's impossible to realize that it is nimitta.
Yeah. But you said something about the fourth stage of insight, or the first of Mahavipassana, when you realize the arising and falling away, but I didn't quite get it yet. What happens then?
Because I think that it's not a matter of just reading or hearing, it's the matter of understanding reality, on and on and on.
Yeah. But at that moment, no more nimitta?
When there is awareness, isn't reality appearing?
Yes.
When the panya cannot penetrate the arising and falling away, it's nimitta.
It's nimitta. But when panya can penetrate arising and falling away,
panya knows everything just passed.
And no more nimitta? Or
nibbana only.
No, I mean,
because when there is no understanding, we take the things which is experienced as something all the time. So that is the meaning of nimitta and anubhayanchana.
Yeah.
But when there's the understanding and awareness begins to be aware, the characteristic of reality appearing, but the panya is not the degree that it can penetrate the arising and falling away. So what's in our mind is still something. Even a characteristic is a characteristic something. So when the panya can experience the arising and falling away, the understanding develops to the degree that there is only a reality which does not arise and fall away, that doesn't have nimitta anymore.
But it's not at that stage, nibbana is not realized yet. At
no,
the first vipassana.
But when vipassana realized, no nimitta. So the understanding is completed, perfect. That what's the difference between nibbana, which doesn't have nimitta, and even Paramattha Dhamma has nimitta. Even it arises and falls away, it still has the nimitta of its arising and falling away.
Well, it still has even the first stage of maha, vipassana.
We don't have to call it anything at all, whether it is maha or not maha.
Yeah.
Because it's just the difference between the developed or highly developed one and the beginning of the development of panya.
Yes.
Nimitta again. So it's a dream, just like a dream. Just like a dream, passing on and on.
Yeah. But it's
all the time.
Not nice. I don't like it. It's like a maya, illusion.
It is. Panya can know that. When it's not panya, it cannot know that at all. So it's nice to know. Panya can know and panya can become detached. Otherwise, there must be attachment on and on.
Yeah.
This life and the next lives, more and more. But now it cannot be like that because of the understanding.
You say otherwise it's something, if it's not understood, it's reality, but it is an element. Dharmas are reality.
Element, something.
It is an element.
Yeah.
So in that sense, an element is something.
Element is something, too.
But I thought you were suggesting that when one understands clearly about what is nimitta and what is reality. It's not something anymore.
As long as it arises, there must be nimitta of that which has arisen. Mm-hmm. So that's why only Nibbana doesn't have nimitta, because Nibbana does not arise.
But you keep saying that only Nibbana doesn't have nimitta, and yet when we read in the text about the other animitta dhammas, like in the Patisambhita Magga, the other 13 besides Nibbana dhammas that are animitta, why don't you include those as well?
Because we should understand all those things clearly, whether it concerns Nibbana or not. For example, Samapatti and others.
It includes Vipassana Jnana. What about Vipassana Jnana? Why
Vipassana Jnana still experience a reality which has arisen.
Yes.
So as soon as there is something arise, there must be a characteristic of that thing, and that is nimitta. So there can be the very broad understanding, and then it come to more precise, the panya grows and see the difference. Otherwise, there cannot be the supporting of panya to become detached.
I understand that, but why are they classified as animitta when they are not yet experiencing nibbana, even though they are moving closer and closer?
Even right now, can we understand the difference between nimitta and animitta?
No, not yet. Why not?
Because whatever arises has its own nimitta. So nibbana does not arise, so it doesn't have nimitta. This is the understanding at the level of
intellectual understanding.
It has to have this, otherwise
yeah.
we get lost.
Yeah.
And also, usually you say, if it's not reality, it must be concept. But yet when we're talking about nimitta,
generally
speaking.
Yeah. We have to talk in general first,
yes.
and then we'll come more precise.
In fact, it's more precise to say that there is a general graduation between experiencing concept and reality. So it's not either concept or reality, but it's a graduation.
Is that? Which is not either concept or reality?
Because, as you said, that like normally if one's not heard anything about Dharma, it's just lost in the nimitta and upayanjana. And then gradually when awareness begins to develop, it's the nimitta of reality which is experienced. And then the understanding understands the reality closer and closer until at this higher stage of insight it is reality, not nimitta of reality anymore. But it seems like rather than being either concept or reality, it is moving closer and closer to understanding reality as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm wondering why recently you are putting so much emphasis on nimitta. Is it just because of the questions we are asking? Because in previous years I don't think you would discussing
because
so much.
It's time to talk about it.
It's very good. Lord Vak said that he thinks it's very important to understand better nimitta. He feels it's really a very important point.
I think that it's only thing that can condition the detachment.
Yes, that's
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no other
that's
thing at all.
Yeah.
Could you explain,
Lodwijk? Lodwijk said something last night. Lodwijk said, how can you be attached to something which is only a nimitta and which has fallen away already? How can you be attached to that?
To what?
To some nimitta when it has already fallen away.
Yeah.
He said, how can you?
Yeah. But who is attached?
The citta.
Or I? As long as there is still the idea of self, there must be attachment to that idea as something.
Yeah.
But he means if we knew, truly knew that it was nimitta, then there would be no attachment, right?
Just close your eyes, the nimitta is gone.
No, I hear.
Yes, so it is another nimitta.
Yeah.
Another nimitta.
Whatever arises has its own nimitta.
I was thinking earlier when Lodovic said Nibbana is animitta, of the relationship between Animitta and unconditioned, and with nimitta and
whatever
conditioned.
Arises has nimitta.
So what is the connection there? Whatever arises.
Nibbana does not arise. Okay. So how can it has nimitta? Right. Like citta, cittasika and rupa.
What does it actually mean though to have nimitta or to be without nimitta?
Whatever is there which is experienced.
So if nibbana doesn't rise, doesn't fall away, it's always there?
No. It seems like one is trying to get there, but it's the understanding of a reality which is different from citta, cetasika and rupa. Nothing. So to see that there is a reality which is different from citta, cetasika and rupa.
We usually read about the function of sanya is to make a sign. Is there any connection between this sign that sanya marks or makes and nimitta as we're talking about it?
Mm-hmm. It depends on whether it is atta sanya, anatta sanya and sunyata.
What kind of nimitta
right.
is mm-hmm. marked?
When it experiences nibbana, it's different. No nimitta either.
So when sanya arises with lokutra chittas and experiences nibbana, then it doesn't make a sign or mark a sign because there's no
yes.
sign of nibbana.
Too long to go to that point. Yeah. The most important thing that how can one have less and less attachment to the result of studying and developing any understanding?
By knowing it's the wrong way that I want to develop, I don't like nimitta.
But Panya can see that it is always there as long as Panya does not experience it as a reality.
Also, you say nimitta is experienced through the mind door, and we know that if it's not, for example, if it's a sense object like visible object, if it's not the immediately following mind or process, then after that it is concept that is experienced. So only the first mind or process is experiencing a reality, and after that it's concept. So it doesn't seem to be any graduation. It seems to be either reality or after that must be concept, nimitta as concept of the reality. Is that correct?
Like now.
Like now.
Yeah. Whatever one thinks about is right now.
Just getting back to Nina's comment about how frustrating it is to know that what one thought was reality is just nimitta. I know there was a certain amount of rhetoric in that statement, but I'm not sure that I see it the same way, because as long as an understanding is developing, then realities are getting closer and closer to being seen as they truly are. Whether what is being experienced we call nimitta or we call the actual reality, it doesn't seem to make any
sense.
I
think that instead of thinking or considering Dhamma to have better understanding, we are thinking about oneself, frustration and things.
Yes.
What about just understanding, that's all, and the other realities has arisen continuously all the time. Just that. It always shows clinging so much when one is thinking about oneself, no matter in what way, in the understanding of Dhamma or whatever.
Yes, Lorek said I should be glad because learning about nimitta shows the way to understand better. Like you talk now and help us to understand more about nimitta.
And what about a dream?
Not so nice. But
not so nice. When there is the understanding of nimitta, it's also understanding a dream too.
Yeah. And it's good to know that we are experiencing it like a dream.
Yes, always.
And this helps understanding.
Mm-hmm. It helps detachment too.
Yeah, it helps detachment.
Don't
you think so?
Well, we are experiencing a dream. That's the problem.
To knowing that we are always in a dream.
Well, there's an idea that we're in a dream.
To really understand better and better that attachment is only attachment to something which cannot stay, just appear and then goes away all the time.
But our problem very much is the idea that we have to do something, that we are experiencing these things.
No, just understanding.
So you're saying that now is the same as a dream. Like, I have a lot of dreams, not dreams.
So but there are many meanings of dream as many meanings of nimitta, because for a dream it's nimitta as well. Some would give the definition of nimitta as that which is not real. So a dream is not real.
And now?
And now it's not real when it has fallen away already.
When it's fallen away.
Yes, so everything falls away.
I'd like to know how Sanya has a part in the developing of understanding. Like, we talk about Sanya marking each object. Okay, we talk about if we're developing right understanding also, and then sometime in another life, there's still the accumulations for understanding. But what about all the other things I've accumulated, like how to speak, this language? Why is it that this right understanding is emphasized?
Usually, when we read and we think about the characteristic of reality, it's not the understanding of reality right now. For example, when one thinks about Sanya, it's now. It's remembering.
It's
So instead of trying to understand the definition, what about the Sanya now? It remembers. It marking, so we don't have to call or say that what it's doing now, marking or remembering or things like that. As long as there is understanding a reality as something, it's because of Sanya. So there is Sanya all the time, different Sanyas in a day.
And how does Sanya influence right understanding?
Can you remember what is there that you have heard or read from the book about nimitta and about cetasika?
Sanya of Dhamma helps.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All the memories of the nimitta that have been marked by Sanya.
By hearing
the
accumulation.
Actually, you had a good question on DSG. You asked about, we will often emphasize the accumulation in Sankara Kanda, and you asked why not Sanya Kanda too. Maybe you can ask that, or I can ask it for you. Her question was, often we talk about the importance of the accumulation of Sankara Kanda, and her question was, why not Sanya Kanda and Vedana Kanda too?
Supported by Sanya and Vedana.
What do you mean supported? The Sankara Kanda is supported.
You have the chief and you have the
supported.
Number two.
The chief and the subordinate.
Okay.
Always rise to bed.
Yeah.
I think that it's there. And why do you think about the definition? Try very hard to understand the definition while it's now performing its function, that we can know, like Sanya and Vedana right now, it can be known.
Keep repeating that for another 30 years, we might get it in our child.
That's true, I believe that. I've heard it often enough. However, I feel that if I ask these questions, if I'm reminded a lot, it's like the nimitta becomes stronger if I each time ask the same question.
I don't think of the nimitta when I hear and I understand. It's only the story of reality that is there, ready to be understood.
But I have to know the story about the reality first, to know what the reality
is.
Yes,
like now, is there anyone who is thinking about nimitta, or the understanding is there?
I've been thinking about nimitta.
So, where is nimitta?
You cannot say.
Just thinking, or it's now, and right now.
I have another question about the rupas. Jitta arises and falls, but rupa lasts for 17 moments, so the visible object supposedly lasts 17 moments of jitta.
Rupa? Which has papava rupa.
Every rupa there
is. Every sapava rupa.
Okay, so with the pasada rupa of eye, does it have to coincide, like we talk about the coinciding of the chakku vinyana?
That is the meaning of ayatana, when it coincides with,
oh, okay.
yeah.